An Australian farm lobby group says China's latest move to restrict imports of barley from the CBH group is unlikely to cut any deeper than the measures already announced. China has previously announced an 80% tariff on our barley and now has moved to block barley imports from our largest grain exporter. The Chinese government claims several CBH barley shipments did not meet phytosanitary requirements. The ABC understands they were allegedly contaminated with weed seeds. Brett Hosking is the chair of grain growers and said it was unlikely any Australian barley would be bound for China in the near future. I asked him if the alleged contamination is plausible.
Look, it's not completely out of the question, but the reality is it's probably unlikely. Our own surveillance of these things is pretty thorough here in Australia. No trader is going to take any unnecessary risk with exporting a cargo that they suspect may have a chance of not meeting import standards into any destination, let alone China. So I feel like it would be unlikely that CBH would have taken that risk, and particularly on multiple cargoes. So, but you know, I guess the jury's out on that one a little bit, and at this stage, CBH are being faced with this ban.
Can we put this into a bit of context? How big of an exporter of barley is CBH?
Well, typically, quite a large exporter. WA is, it is predominantly an export state, where they don't have the domestic end users that we have the luxury of having here in the East Coast, such as the dairy industry and the like. So they rely very heavily on exporters. That being said, we have also got this tariff situation with barley into China, which would make it extremely unlikely that CBH would have been planning any sales into China of barley in the foreseeable future anyhow. So it's sort of a, what would you say, it's a ban, but without the ban, it would be really unlikely that CBH would have had any barley going to that destination anyhow.
Mm. As you say, there is that tariff in place as well. Have we made much, meaningful progress on finding alternative export markets?
Yeah, look, the industry has been working really hard on this. Doing a real thorough analysis, I suppose, of the easy way to put it is we can sell barley anywhere. There's not a problem with selling barley. It comes down to at what price. And as an industry, we want to make sure we're extracting the best value we possibly can, achieving the best prices we possibly can for our Australian growers. So what we've done is put a huge amount of work into identifying markets, identifying any barriers, whether they be things like weed seeds or something like that that may exist into those markets. Seeing what can be done about any barriers that may exist, and then sitting down and seeing if we can, plot a real course of action into access into those markets. We've got some ideas, and we've got some proposals for government. We feel like there's a real task here for government. What we're seeing is a lot of these challenges with an agricultural industry that's become very reliant on one export market, and we feel like there's a real role for government to step in and actually help the industry diversify, help them find new opportunities and help build those new relationships with new governments and new players in the market.
And what does this all mean for farmers, for someone with barley in the ground? It sounds like we need to be conscious of quality, but are these people concerned?
Yeah, no, look, I don't think it will have an impact for growers beyond what impact already exists, I suppose is the easy way to put that. We already have the tariff. It's extremely unlikely that there'll be any barley leave Australian shores destined for China in the foreseeable future. So, a ban for the major trader in WA, whilst it's a bit of a headline, and it certainly is a bit of a symptom of perhaps Australia's relationship with China, it certainly isn't going to have any impact to growers on the ground. We are still, with or without that ban, we're still going to be relying on other opportunities and other markets for our Australian barley this year.
And just if I can, what does this mean for other barley exporters? Are they also sort of feeling like they're caught in the crossfire here a bit?
Yeah, look, I think each exporter would be, negotiating their own relationships with whatever countries they export to and managing that situation. I think it's probably would it be a warning shot across the bows of a lot of traders? And so certainly, I don't know, even warning shots, maybe the wrong word. It's just something that would make them sit up and take notice. But that being said, you know, we've got a really robust biosecurity system here in Australia. You know, maybe this is a reason just to do a bit of a sense check and say, hey, guys, are we getting it absolutely right? The feeling is we certainly are at this point. But, you know, whoever we trade with, whoever we deal with, we need them to be happy with our product. In fact, we want them to be happy with our product. We want them to want to come back for more. So, you know, we need to make sure these things are right. But, look, I think this perhaps is another symptom of some of the challenges that we're facing in some of our relationships at the moment, as much as anything.
Grain Growers Chair Brett Hosking speaking there about the newly announced ban on CBH Group barley exports to China.